The first phase of a study on short-term rentals is costing $25,000, split three ways between the city, the county, and the Chamber Bureau. The study, conducted by University of South Carolina Professor Brumby McLeod, looked at how many listings in town are held by operations like HomeAway and Airbnb. Joyce said he was struck by the numbers presented by McLeod at council's meeting last week.
One thing is they found within Park City it was 30. This was off of HomeAway, which is people know as VRBO, and Airbnb. There were 3,209 listings, and yet we have roughly 2,100 business licenses. So that says we have 1,100 people who have listings that don't have business licenses, which mean their places aren't being inspected. It makes it a lot less likely that they're paying taxes. But the other thing that hit me was just the almost 11,000 houses in town. 1,800 were full-time people. 1,200 were long-term rentals. And that left 7,600, which is 71%, which he described as vacant. Now, vacant could mean short-term rentals.
He said the data could help them discuss the issue with state lawmakers.
We've seen the legislature make some efforts to keep municipalities like Park City from legislating the Airbnbs and VRBOs, just like they've done with the Ubers and Lyfts. There was an effort last year to do that. We kind of fought back and held our ground a little bit. But this is the first time I think anybody's going to be able to walk in with numbers that really talk about the amount of impact that's going on. And I think it'll be very helpful to us working with the Utah legislature.
He said under city code, they inspect all dwellings, but short-term rentals can raise a particular issue.
You know, when you go into a house, if you were doing an architectural design and the city was inspecting it, you have to have fire egress from anything that's a bedroom. Well, so all of a sudden you've got this office down the hall and you decide to rent that out as a bedroom. It has no windows, it has no egress. We don't get to inspect it if we don't know it exists. And all of a sudden you've got a life hazard. And so that's the kind of thing that an inspection would catch, just like it does as part of the building process.
We asked Joyce what the city might do to manage the rentals once they complete a study.
It could be as simple as education process to people as to if you're going to do VRBO or Airbnb, you know, what is it that you really have to do? We could tighten up some restrictions here in town. We could do more work to make sure that we're really out doing all the inspections that we need to do. We could address some of the people who we clearly know don't have business licenses, and I don't think we're looking for any kind of, you know, vindictive approach to start charging them with stuff, but I think we're looking at trying to get them in the loop. I don't think we're going to be able to just really control this, but if we can manage it so it's more fair to the lodging industry and manage it so it's safer for the people that are staying there.
Park City Council Member Stephen Joyce. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.